Chapter 21. Just One Chance. Words. Affair. Among. Bandaged. Be scarred. Became. Bonus. Bottom. Bouncing. Buried. Child. Color. Crowd. Deserve. Dozen. Eagerly. East. Edge. Energy. End. Fair. Fear. Fearfully. Fight. Fine. Flag. Greet. Group. Hold. Hope. Language. Leaflet. Lotion. Monument. Move. Native. Native language. Paid. Platform. Poor. Recognized. Rescue. Resemble. Rope. Rule. Send. Shout. Skin. Sometime soon. Spoke. Square. Stowaway. Tanning lotion. Thankful. Those. Topple. Tore up. Travel. Traveled. Tried. Two-story. Waste. Waved. While. Winner. Wooden. Just One Chance. Paul Roast and Linda Pandora drove at high speed across the Sahara. The wounded Peter Ashour lay in the back of the car, and his father sat next to him. Ashour's father became very nervous when he heard what his son was planning to do. "You shouldn't do this, son," he said, looking at his son. "This game is too big and too dangerous. You already cheated John Vega and Lisa, and they will not forgive you for it." "I will give Pandora a lot more than I took from her, and Vega is a fool and deserves what he got," Ashour said, then got up and sat next to his father. "My friends already prepared everything. All they need now is me and my experience in international affairs." Ashour saw the smile in Roast's eyes and quickly got to his feet. "Yes, my experience. And you shouldn't smile, Paul," he pointed his finger at Paul. "When I become the winner, you won't refuse the money and bonuses that I could give you and all my friends. That's why you have to help me now, when I need your and all my friends' help so much. It's our only chance. You, Paul, have to understand it." Paul Roast looked at Ashour very seriously, but said nothing. "What's that?" Pandora asked. Paul looked out and saw something on the ground. It was moving. When they got closer, they realized what it was. These were the heads of two people buried in the ground. The people couldn't get out. Their heads must have been tied. "Ashour! Peter, help me!" one of the heads cried, and everyone recognized Aladdin. The other man was one of the consultants. His eyes were closed, and he wasn't moving. Roast came up to them, but Ashour shouted, "No, Paul! Don't help them. They deserve what was done to them." Then he exchanged glances with Pandora. Pandora got out of the car and pulled out a gun. "Peter, we have to rescue them," Ashour's father said to his son. "Okay, but not right now. We don't have time. We'll tell the people in town and they will be arrested," Ashour said to his father. Rose sat down near Aladdin and said quietly, "How are you, consultant? Someone probably got very angry at you since they buried you here. Do you want to rule the country and see the sky in diamonds?" Aladdin looked at them fearfully. "By the way, you haven't paid the fare for the trip and traveled to Libya as a stowaway," he said, pouring a little sand on Aladdin's head. "Now, we'll have to fine you, stowaway." He looked at Pandora. "Lisa, How do we find this stowaway? Who holds the power in the province? Pandora asked Aladdin, pointing the gun at him. A man by the name of Mermet holds the power in the north and the east, Aladdin said. How many people does he have? Ashur continued. I don't know. Help me, Peter, Aladdin asked. Of course, Aladdin. You helped me, and I will help you. I'll send you a girl with mineral water and tanning lotion sometime soon, Ashur said. And be thankful that I'm not fining you for traveling to Libya without a ticket, he said and showed Aladdin the machine gun. I hope you see the sky in diamonds very soon. Roast and Pandora got back into the car and drove on. They drove about 20 kilometers when airplanes passed low overhead. At that moment, they saw a crowd of people. In the middle of the Sahara Desert stood a small two-story building with a few dozens of small houses around it. A large crowd of people stood in the square in front of the two-story building. Many of them were shouting and held flags. In the middle of the square was a platform. A few people on the platform were shouting something, and the crowd repeated what they shouted. Many of the people were covered in blood, and some of them were bandaged. Some wore military uniforms. On the left stood a monument, and several people tied to a rope to it tried to topple it. Several people tried to get in their way, and a fight broke out. Women and children ran and shouted among those who were fighting. The people on the platform began to throw leaflets. Some grabbed them eagerly, while others tore them up. A woman in black grabbed her child and ran away from the square in fear. Pandora stopped the car when she saw a few people running toward them and shouting. She prepared the gun, but Ashur put his hand on her shoulder. These are friends, Lisa. They are very happy to see us, Ashur said and got out of the car. He raised his hands, greeting the people, and walked toward them with a smile. Paul Roast got out of the car and picked up a leaflet. On it was Peter Ashur's face and some other person, and at the bottom was a small piece of text in the local language. People ran up to Ashur, picked him up, and carried him through the crowd. People shouted and waved their hands. They carried Ashur to the platform, and he began to shout something to the crowd in their native language. The crowd repeated Ashur's words. Paul now noticed that Ashur's hair and skin color resembled the locals. Ashur began bouncing to the beat of his own words, and the crowd began bouncing in beat with Ashur. Stood among the shouting people, Roast suddenly felt the strong energy that came from the crowd. For a second, he felt scared, and he began to look for Pandora in the crowd. Ashur shouted and jumped up one more time, and the wooden platform broke under his feet. He fell to the waist into the platform, but the other people immediately pulled him out and got him on his feet. Pandora stood on the edge of the square and spoke to a group of men. The men were armed, and Roast immediately realized who they were. Pandora and several other people from the group went into the building. Paul Roast looked around and followed them. New Vocabulary Review. Could you tell me, is it Thursday or Friday? I think it's Thursday, I'm not sure. Do you know what time it is? I will check my phone. Exactly 3 o'clock. Thank you. By the way, is it cold outside? It is snowing and windy outside, but I hope that it will be warm soon. What is the fine for ticketless travel on the bus? The fine for ticketless travel on the bus is $10. How many residents are there in this wooden two-story house? About 30 people live there. This is the only two-story house in this town. Why are these people fighting? This is a bus driver and a passenger. The driver wants to fine the passenger for ticketless travel. Why doesn't the stowaway pay the fine? Because he's greedy. Where is the police? There is no police in this small town. Mister, would you help me apply tanning lotion? Where? Here and here. With pleasure. Is this good? Yes, that's good. Only the lotion is very cold. Oh! Lady, why are you throwing pizza at me? Because it's my husband. Darling, come over here. What is this monument? This monument is for Lenin, the leader of the communist revolution in Russia. But there is no communism in Russia anymore. But this isn't Russia. This is Cuba. Why did you get angry, my dear? And why did you touch her? I just helped her apply suntanning lotion. But you applied ice cream instead of lotion. A lot of people were waving flags in the square. What kind of flags? The flags of the Communist or the Democratic Party? The flags of a football club. Darling, you won't be angry with me. What's wrong, dear? I have been smoking in the car. I'm not angry, dear. And I was fined by the police for lighting a campfire in the city. How much? $25. This is nonsense. Of course it's nonsense, dear. You wanted to buy a new car anyway. What is your native language? My native language is English. What is your hometown? My hometown is Carlsbad. Carlsbad in Germany? No, Carlsbad, USA. I'm afraid, dear. Why are you afraid, my dear? I'm afraid to think of how much food I eat every day. Let's bounce to the beat. Let's. Cool. Cool. Oh, the bed broke. Don't worry. This is my dad and mom's bed. Now let's go to my brother's bed. Who is speaking on the platform? This is the president's wife. Where's the president? He is also on the platform. He is standing next to his wife. Do you see that little guy? Will the president himself be speaking? Of course, if he can get to the microphone. When I drink this tea, I feel such energy on my tongue. That's because I poured Coca-Cola instead of water into the teapot by mistake. I'm sorry. Miss, give me a chance to get to know you. Okay, I'll give you only one chance. Just don't refuse it later, okay? Now I'm not sure. Don't say no to love, my dear. Help!